Yes, dear listeners, welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and also joined by my colleague, Helen Inane, who will join us soon in the conversation. And yeah, the conversation for today is around the business of sport and also the contribution of sport to the Namibian economy. We are also looking at different kinds of sport, and we're also looking at areas of sport investment and what are some of the sport codes which are most likely to benefit from the investment, particularly on the 50 million investment that is invested in upgrading leagues in Namibia. And in this case we are going to look at different individuals who are good at what they are doing, who are good at what they are doing within their professional areas in sport, and they are going to give us a contribution, and they are going to give us a contribution regarding what are some of the sport codes which are most likely to benefit on that area. So we are going to be joined in the studio by Absalom Shihepo, who is an operational manager, MTC Nesta Sunshine Topias Boxing Academy. He's an operational manager there. And we're also going to be on the live call with Mike Mukumbata, who is Commerce Basketball Association president, just to engage us on this matter. But for now, we're going to listen to the conversation between my colleague, Hireni Nane, and also Absalom Shihepo.
A very good evening to you, Absalom Shihepa. Thank you for agreeing to be here with us today on Eagle FM on the Business and Economic segment with me and David Shombe. So tell us, who is Absalom Shihepo?
Well, thank you very much for the platform. Absalom Shihepo is a very dynamic young person that does not put a full stop on his name, meaning that I do whatever I want to do. But in this regard, I'm here in my capacity as the operational manager at MTC, Mr. Sunshine Tobias Boxing and Fitness Academy.
Awesome, awesome. And that is exactly why we decided to get you, because today we are talking everything sports related, and we just like to get an input from people that are actually part of the sports industry, people who are hands-on participating in the sector, and you are one of those. So recently, the Minister of Finance has announced that there was an allocation of 200 million made to the sports ministry. Which 200 of the milli which 200 million allocated for the CAF Category 2 stadiums, and then a separate 50 million set aside for local leagues. So when you hear about this allocation of the 50 million that is going to benefit sports in general or local leagues in Namibia, what comes to your mind?
Yes, well, first of all, I think it's important that government allocated the budget to sports. And I believe as government, we should be moving in that direction of seeing sport as a key industry that will immensely contribute to the economy of our country. Of course, there have been budget allocations before, but I must say this time around, the budget that is put down for sports is quite commendable, because we're looking at what the budget is going to do, how they separated the money and so on. But most importantly, I think if we look at the 50 million that is dedicated to leagues in the country, I believe there should be an understanding of how these funds should be used. Because you see, sport is a very big industry, and it's a very expensive industry. I can talk about boxing, for example, in particular, because I'm from the boxing sector. Let's say, just making a champion, for example. Making a champion is a very expensive exercise, because we must understand that these young athletes, they start from amateur, they need to be groomed, they need to be nurtured until they are rated in the world to be able to fight for the world championship. Because not everyone who's doing boxing can claim that they are doing boxing successfully, because because boxing is about record, rating, and championship.
Mm-hmm.
You see, boxing is not just to say two people in the ring and then it ends there. You need now to have a plan as to what's next for this particular person.
Yes.
And when we speak of youth empowerment is a statement that should be about taking someone from point A to B, where point B is a better place.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we empower these young ones through sports, through boxing particularly? So a boxer, for example, is an amateur stage, of course, until they turn pro. When they turn professional, we need now to invest in these boxers, making sure that, for instance, we have to make sure they get enough fights. We have to make sure that they have resources in terms of training facilities, material, and so on. And
yes,
we also now need to look at quality opponents so that they can fight for these regional titles and later, much later, fight for world championship. But then it takes about even 10 to 15 years for this particular individual to just reach to a level where they are able to or eligible to participate in the world championship. Why does it take so long? You have to be rated somewhere in the world,
mm-hmm,
and you have to move along with the rating. When you say move along with the rating, it means investment. You see, when corporates like FTC come on board, for example,
mm-hmm,
you see, the amount they bring to the table in terms of sponsorship is in Namibian dollars, for instance.
Yeah.
And that is the challenge we have. Let's say if we have to invite a boxer from Europe, for example, to fight here in the country,
mm-hmm,
or from elsewhere in Africa, we have to pay them in US dollar. But the budget allocated to let's say, to the academies in Namibian dollars. And you know, when you're a promoter, of all the bills from his flight, some of our guests only fly first class, for example. You pay for their ticket, purse money, accommodation, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about investment. I'm talking about investing in a boxer, for example. Yeah, like I said earlier, I think it's quite commendable that government allocated funds for sports, but I believe sports is a very expensive industry, and it needs more funds always, because if you don't have more funds, you will not be so successful, because it needs you to have enough funds so that you're able to take the boxer to the next level. It's the same as soccer, for example, cricket, and so on.
Yes.
See, for someone to participate at the world stage, there need to be an investment done in this individual's career. And seeing that our government is starting to prioritize that, it makes me happy. All I'm saying is that more budget or more funds have to be directed to sports. And then the 50 million that is allocated there for leagues cannot be enough for all sports codes, because if you look at the sports codes in this country, there are so many.
Mm-hmm.
And let's take a sports code like boxing in particular.
Yeah.
If you take that 50 million, for instance, just to say that directing that to boxing alone, you see, it might be that you can groom a few champions. But if you are saying that 50 million is for all the leagues in the country, then it's a bit impractical for all sports codes to be successful.
Okay, so that means you, as sports leagues in Namibia, you depend more on the corporate world for corporate sponsorships and corporate partnerships, because clearly you have stipulated and that the government funds or these particular funds are not enough to get world class athletes. So with this said, I want to know, has the academy ever received any funds from this particular types of investments? Because you have also mentioned that there were budgets allocated to the sports ministry before. But now my question comes back to say, if we are going to have hope, that hope needs to be coming from somewhere. Has the academy in previous years, in previous terms, in previous governments benefited from the Ministry of Sports and the funds that were allocated to them?
Yeah, of course. I'll be able to say that the academy has benefited from government,
mm-hmm,
but sometimes indirectly. There were no direct funds that are just from the ministry to the academy.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it is through government support. Sometimes the ministries, they purchase tables at the events and so on and so on. But my point here is to have some sense of clarity to say that for us to be successful, and we have seen that Namibia is more successful at individual sports. Let's take a look at athletics, for example, or boxing. You'll be able to talk about world champions last year, follow the Hitman Moses, follow the Rock Ambunda, the Julius Ndongo. Then you talk about the Frankie Fredericks. You talk about the Mbomas and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So we can clearly see how Namibia is more successful at individual sports. Of course, we cannot neglect the other sports codes, but all I'm saying is we must make an investment also where we can really be fruitful, where we are really, really making an impact in the world and so on. So with that being said, I think it is important that, let's say, government really does a really critical research with these captains of industry, especially in terms of now the sports codes.
Yes.
These are the people that need government support to say, okay, if we're looking at boxing, let's give the academies each this amount. If we're looking at soccer, let's look at Colin Benjamin. This is what he will need.
Mm-hmm.
If we're looking at that, this is what we'll need. I think if we have an approach that is moving in that direction, also looking at how expensive a sport code is, then I think we can make a very big difference.
Awesome, AB. You spoke about individual athletes succeeding more than, you know, the group assignment. Is this a result of individuals nurturing their talent and individuals investing into their talents themselves, or is it a thing of, for example, an academy or a certain coach scouts you and decides you have potential and because of lack of resources decides to just put specific you know, training into this particular person and specific grooming and nurturing into this particular person instead of focusing on a bigger group that could produce more athletes?
I think it's not really about numbers. It's mostly, all things are cultural. You
mm-hmm.
see, let's say Africans, or let's say as Namibians, for example.
Yes.
Culturally, we practice, you know, we practice, you know, not just boxing, but of course, boxing is part of our culture because in our traditional beliefs, sometimes we believe that you know, as men are more masculine and so on, they'll have fights, you know, in the village and so on. I'm just trying to explain where this is coming from. It's sort of a culture that that was cultivated into us so many years ago. So it's in our nature. As black men to fight, you see?
Yes.
As opposed to other cultures, you see? Sometimes it's like Pakistan, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys in Pakistan, let's say, they have cricket there. And what do? They divert most of their funds to cricket because they are good at it. That's what I'm trying to say. So my point here is some sports coach, you know, they also originate from our cultural backgrounds. They also resonate with us, you know, as Namibians, as blacks, and so on. So that's why sometimes when something is not inborn necessarily, but it's something that is part of your culture, you are more good at it. That's why we are so good at athletics, for example, because we are used to running in very hot temperatures. We, you know, growing up, we, you know, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not really about individuals, but it's a cultural thing.
Okay, so it's where you come from that can determine where you
exactly,
end up.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think the one misconception that people always had and that I also partially experienced when I was in school was the notion of, you know, being discouraged to do sports because it does not pay bills. And now I want to talk about sustainability and the economic impact that sports could have on the country or on people in general. So can boxing and other sports code become a financially sustainable career option for Namibians? Because that is where we are looking to go, to say we need to get to a place whereby, like other countries, athletes are actually able to sustainably make an income from their from being sports personnel and not necessarily using it as, you know, something you do in your free time after your actual job.
Of course, absolutely. Like I said earlier, you see, sports is a very big industry, but it needs investment. It needs people to invest in it.
Yes.
For it to be very successful. You see, of course, we can produce big stars in our country. Of course, we can see, we can have a Muhammad Ali of our own.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we make a champion? You see, it starts from investment. You see, we need to have a change of narrative, especially with the world now
mm-hmm.
moving, you know, into different directions. You know, so we can't rely on traditional jobs, and we are, you see, the status quo is youth unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
You see? If you are to tackle youth unemployment, you can't look at the traditional way of doing things of saying we are waiting for government to absorb the civil servants into their system and so on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at this innovative industry, you
mm-hmm.
see, such as sports. You
yes.
see, if we are hosting an event at Ramatex, for example, from the security guard to the ring girls, to the ring announcers, to the boxers, etc., they all benefit because in a sense they are getting paid. But
yes.
now, how do we make sure that we have an industry that is sustainable so that people cannot see it as something that I do on my free time? Is when we have the right investment in it. And investment means these individuals, these promoters, for example, we have so many academies in the country now.
Yes.
Let's try and boost these people in terms of finances so that they are, because they know their job, they know what they are supposed to do to make boxing a very big industry or sports in general.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a thing of how do we see sports as a key industry and not as something that comes after something. If I'm putting that correctly. So it's a change of narrative that we need. It's the understanding that we really need. We are not in 1998, you know, or we are not in the 80s, you know, where people could not even become lawyers and so on. I think there's a need for a shift in terms of understanding.
Yes.
In terms of believing that yes, we can as a nation. We can come to a level where we produce our own big superstars, let's say in the movie industry, in the sports industry. And that is what we should also emulate from other countries, such as the United States, for example.
Yeah.
Their industries are so big that they produce big stars that everyone wants to see their work. We can do that for our country, but we just need to put in the right investment. We need to work with individuals who also have it at heart to sacrifice themselves for that. You see, because some things are passion and not just because we need to make a living out of them. They are individuals with a passion for things.
Yes.
And those are the individuals we should work closely with so that they alleviate our people from poverty. And you know, that seeing sport is a big industry that can, you know, absorb so many young people. And of course, in a way, curb and reduce poverty.
Yeah, definitely. So tell me, obviously, you have been in the sporting industry for a while. You have been doing this work for a while now, and I'm sure you have come across policies or you have seen things that don't sit well with the sport industry, and probably just policies or initiatives that should be introduced to boost the sports industry. What are some of those initiatives or policies that the government can come up with from grassroots levels to make sure that sports become sustainable in the long run? Like, let's say from primary school, kindergarten, you start to train learners so that they are able to later on choose careers in sports. Because sometimes, you know, some people are in sports because, you know, some were curious, some wanted an extracurricular activity that is after school, and some, you know, but talent can actually be nurtured from a really young age. So what are some of those policies that we can actually just work around to boost the sports industry, both financially and, you know, sportsmanship wise?
Okay, I do believe if we, let's take a look at what our current president has done with the two ministries.
Mm-hmm.
Sports and education merged as one ministry.
Yes.
I think that is one way to look at it. If those two can really coordinate sports and education, because when you scout for talent, you scout for talent at the school.
Mm-hmm.
So if those two ministries can really work and coordinate so that we coordinate the right way, in the sense that if we start seeing that, let's say, education comes first before sports, then we don't really have the understanding of education, because education cannot be limited to a classroom setting. Education is outside the classroom, but still in the school, for example.
Yeah.
The only challenge I think that we have here is if we look at education and sports, these two clash all the time, because we have individuals at the school, for example, let's say teachers. A teacher is designated to teach English, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But then you'll find at the school that this particular individual is the one that is training the kids at the stadium. You understand?
Yes.
So I think there should be a proper coordination there where we have well-trained sports facilitators in the school who know what it means when we say we want our children to train, we want them to do athletics. And this individual is well-trained on how to start, how to maintain the consistency, and how to groom this one so that they grow in that particular setting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a thing of saying we need a separation of power between the two. We can't have an English teacher that is training them athletics, that is training them for soccer and so on. So, because these things you need to understand in order for us to really perform to the capacity that we need to. Otherwise, if there's always that clash, then it's going to be very difficult to really scout for talent, to nurture, to groom, for it to reach its full capacity. So I think in that area, we can see what we can, or what policies we can come up with, so that those policies really help us as a country, so that we can get somewhere in terms of sports, in terms of education. And I believe moving forward, that is how we need to see it as a country.
Yeah, I think usually I would not disagree with other people's opinions, but for that specific one, I would have to agree with you, because just imagine sports being given to a math teacher. You will never see the light of sports in that school. But
absolutely.
That is just my opinion that I'm adding on what you have said. So now I want to move on to corporate and government partnerships, since we need to be, a bit with the time. I want to know, how can corporate sponsors be, more encouraged to invest in Namibian sports?
Well, first and foremost, I think we need to understand the entire concept of nation building.
Mm-hmm.
Because nation building cannot take place in isolation, you see. So it needs the government and the private sector to come together. But, it's in the common good of the Namibian people. So it has to be an understanding on both sides, mm-hmm. for instance, because government cannot function on its own. The private sector cannot function on its own. So how do these two meet somewhere so that they produce the best of, let's say, the sporting sector? How do they come together so that these particular individuals here grow in the sporting sector, for instance? So I think it starts with understanding. It starts with understanding that what we are doing here is investing in our children, who are also the future of this country, who will take over from us one day when we are no more here. So I think it starts from there. And I think it's important for the private sector to meet government halfway, so that we can have a nation that is really being promoted by both sectors as well. And then the benefit is for the Namibian child. I think that is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can look at it from that narrative, I think that is the only way we can grow. And if we keep investing in sports in that manner, MTC, for example, cannot do it alone. We have other corporates in the country. We cannot all rely on MTC.
Mm.
You see, so many corporates should always come on board. They should support sports. And of course, they should support the Namibian child before anything else.
Okay, that's awesome, Abin. Lastly, what are some of the lessons that Namibia can derive from other African countries with successful sport industries?
Yes, I think first and foremost, it is very, very important to understand that we need to maintain our peace and stability in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Because without peace and stability, we cannot go to school, we cannot do sports and so on. And if we have an environment that is quite peaceful, that is the first stepping stone to doing so many things. But there are also other countries who are much older than our nation, which are not doing so well at sports.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we should be proud of Namibia itself. We are just 35 years old, especially now in terms of boxing, and we have produced up to 3 world champions. Up to 4 now, if you include Harry Simon. But the concept is that, what are we doing right? What are we doing right? What are we not doing right? What are some of the examples we can emulate from other countries?
Mm.
It mostly lies in terms of diverting funds to sports. It mostly lies with running the industry in a sense that you put the athlete first.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot have people managing the sports sector, and we are struggling with things such as producing athletes that are going to the Olympics, for example. Sometimes we have to really hold our office bearers accountable, because if you are dealing with things such as mismanagement, there is no way the sports fraternity can thrive. It needs people who really understand the sport.
Mm-hmm.
It needs selfless people who really divert those funds to what they are meant to be and how they are supposed to be used.
Mm-hmm.
Only then we can really make sure that our athletes benefit from the government, they benefit from all other sectors, so that they can perform to their full capacity.
Mm. Thank you so much, AB. Is there any last words you would like to leave us with before we love and leave you?
Sports is a very, very big industry. It's capable of lifting Namibia from poverty, but only if we really have people who have the understanding at the forefront,
mm-hmm.
people who really have the passion of managing athletes at the forefront,
mm-hmm.
and most importantly, if we have the right investment being invested in the sports,
yes.
And of course, in doing so, only then can we have our athletes perform internationally,
mm-hmm.
and not only participate, but also bring glory home.
Definitely. I think we all live for the glory, so we look forward to that.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much for agreeing to do this with us.
Yes, that was Absalom Shihepo, with my colleague Hireni Inani, and I cannot direct a good conversation, and those were his words to say sport cannot be the second thing after any other thing. Sport must coexist with other national priorities. In a very short period of time, we are going to be in contact with Mike Mukumbata, who is Commerce Basketball Association President, and we are going to engage him on the same matter.
Mukungule kwa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Muvere kusema app atolokasi nchavu kamso, zakale riferire, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo yengu yetuna. mi koles fera fama kepe marizo hola mina amu vone imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingi kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzira mlimu zengwi zefu mani hamas fera sesfa app ya imba ize tatama elsin ehangano oshiherero omaemuriro catholic smane kakarunga Africans ni zengwi zengata Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Tulisa mardimbo goge pampepo. Zegura simbango DS app. Ezi za singo hona malisinta kana ugupanare taninaga kumape. Moktunda konkedi zokusimba no buke do marasumo kumawoko uza konkedi zompe zokutura marasumo musumbangu dias epu pampepo. Gwana sumbangu sospe sa imba epu izuva inyami mokara mteti nsume kusumbangu esi. Gwana karuhampepo kumarasumo pa internet meke lioge rugane sa cellphone ndinkenye. Kara ono pukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso waswa pukura sa imba ep aso kureti sapo martimbo konon sumo dokuli siga siga dongereka pamwetu moktura kumu esrongo no kwane sambudi zongwa dias gospel martimbo gamwe no vura kura kena musumbangu si kuna karanye te elsin eangano te osherero kuma imbiliro te catholic simaneka karunga te africans sing frodai here and many more. Zeni munahara kutulisa marsumo geni musumbangu sa imba epu. Mampepo, tukwanini nye ko 081-2358-063.
Ndi? Yes, As we promise you that, you know, we are going to be joined by, you know, Mike. Mike is the president of Comas Basketball Association, and is going to engage us on the matter. Mike, good evening. Mike?
Nikongo lewa tupo maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Mwere kisema epa ato wakasi mchavu kamso, zakare ifelige, mwese hunani zencha. Kuzobo kushimba lifera zarivuka kuya kwa lifansi na lifera fama kepe. Mwere maikuto wa mancha ainda epa, mwikuto kurilusi wa mbasa ntoye mwetuna. Mwikuwa lifera fama kepe, mwadizo mwala mina. Amu vwane, ima enja, mwencha farizo.
Yes.
Tulisama imba goge pampepo. Zegura sumbangu dias epu. Ezi za singo na marisinta kana upanare taninaga kumape. Mutunda konkedi zokusimba mbuke do marasumo kumaoko. Uza konkedi zompe zokutura marasumo sumbangu dias epu pampepo. Wana sumbangu sospe sa imba epu. Zova inyami mokara mtuti nsume kusumbangu esi. Wana karuhampepo kumarasumo pa internet meke loge uganisa cellphone linking kara onapukuru kasi sumbangu suspe aso wasuwa kukura sa imba ep aso kreti sapo matumbo onusu dokuli siga siga dongereka pamwetu moktura kumwe srongo no kwane sambudi zongwa dias gospel Mardimbo gamwe novura kura kena muspangwisi kuna karanye the Elsin eangano the Osherero kuma imbiriro the Catholic simaneka karunga the Africans sing Froda here and many more. Zeni munahara kutulisa marsumo geni musumbangu saimba epo mampepo tukwanini nye go 081-2358-063 ndi go email digital@omalaid.org.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment, and we were supposed to be in contact with Mike, and I think there are some technical issues, and he will join us soon. So I'm just going to contact him so that we can continue with this conversation. So we are talking about sport and investment in sport, and dear listeners, it's 51 minutes past. Past 18, it's 52 minutes past 18. We have around 8 minutes, and you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401, so that you can give your views, give your contribution, and yeah, engage us on sport economy. What are some of the key areas which need to be improved in terms of sport? Is the investment enough? The investment enough, and who are those people who are most likely to benefit when it's coming to sport investment in Namibia?
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Tulisa mardimbo goge pampepo zegura sumbango dias ep eziza singo na malisinta kano gupanare taninaga gumape. Moktunda konkedi zoksimba no buke do marsumo komaoko, uza konkedi zompe zoktura marsumo, musumbangu dias ep pampepo. Guanasumbangu sospe sa imba ep, zuva inyami mokaram tetin sume kusumbangu isi, guana karuhampepo kumarsumo pa internet meke, lioge, ruganesa, cellphone ndinkeni. Kara ono pukuruka si sumbangu sospe aso wasuwa pukura sa imba ep. Aso kureti sapo martimbo konosumo dokuli siga siga dongereka pamwetu. Moktura kumwe srongo no kwane sambudi zongwa dias gospel. Martimbo gamwe novura kura kena musumbangwisi kuna karanye the Elsin eangano, the Osherero kuma imbiriro, the Catholic simaneka karunga, the Africans sing Froda here and many more. Zeni munahara kutulisa marsumo geni musumbangu saimba epo mampepo tukwanini nye go 081-2358-063 ndi go email digital@omalaid.com.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe, and we are looking at investment in sport. We are looking at what sport can contribute to the Namibian economy, and what are some of the areas? What are some of the areas which are which need some investment?
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Mike?
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much for joining us. And we've been trying to get you. So, how are you doing?
No, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Yes, President of Commerce Basketball Association. Let us start with it. What is your view on sport investment in Namibia, particularly on the ground that, there are some allocation from the proposed budget of 200 million to advance, you know, stadiums, and also 50 million to advance leagues.
With regards to investment, I mean, it's something great. I mean, as the years have gone by, and we've seen the government pumping so much money into sports,
yeah,
as a whole, not any particular sporting code. But what I think is, with regards to the investment, we need an effective implementation, which then means the success of this investment will depend on how effectively the funds are definitely managed,
yeah,
and utilized,
yeah,
which will be crucial to ensure things like transparency, accountability, and, you know, just to become efficient as a sport, so to say, and even the long term sustainability of this investment.
Yeah.
Which will then just make sure that we involve other partnerships, really from private sectors, and just other innovative ways to make sure that we have long term investments that will definitely always be coming in over the years.
Yes. Now let us look at sport investment and priority areas. Look at now the moves of government. What are some of the leagues which are most likely, or what are some of the sport codes to see which are most likely to benefit from this this investment? And maybe the other question is that now, what do you think should be done to make sure that, you know, these sport codes are also allocated based on what they can bring also?
Okay, so the first question, I think by now we all know the priority sports in the country,
yeah,
which will be your soccer,
yeah,
rugby, cricket,
yeah,
I think athletics as well.
Yeah.
You know, those are mostly the sporting codes that get so much funding, be it like now from the government or from other different sectors. That's where most of the money is, yeah, being pumped into,
yeah,
and then you find now the sporting codes like basketball, for example,
yeah,
volleyball,
yeah,
those lower sporting codes don't really get recognition or get any of this money,
yeah,
which I don't know why, which would probably mean maybe because we don't go out to go play in the countries,
yeah.
To go play in other countries or go for World Cup games and qualifiers and things like that.
Yeah.
That could mean that could be the reason for that. But then again, the question will come in, now when will these sporting codes get a chance to go out there if there's no money being pumped into it to ensure that the development happens?
It's a good question.
And so that they can also one day become a sporting code like soccer and be recognized in the country, for example.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So that's the first one, yeah. Yeah. And then what the second one was?
Yeah, the second one is your advice regarding distribution of funds and investment to sport codes.
My advice for that would definitely be, yes, the priority sports would definitely always get money.
Yeah.
They will get money whether we like it or not. They will get money.
Yeah.
And most of the times they also get money from private sectors that always come in. As we see, soccer is sponsored by MTC, Deb Marine. You know, those are big companies that come in there from private sectors. But with distribution to this, it would also be nice to look at the other sporting codes that are actually growing and upcoming, to ensure that these sports are also recognized and come up into the actual sporting world, and also one day get a shot at going to these various competitions across the globe.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned about prioritization of different kinds of sport codes. Now, as a president of Basketball Association, how can Namibians promote the love for sport and also to identify those talents? Because there may be somebody there in the village who also, you know, maybe he's good at basketball, but it was not introduced to him. Or in the other sport codes, like karate and others. How can we promote talent development and also promote the love for different kind of sport codes?
Well, when it comes to the promotion, I mean, it should start at a younger age, and I mean, we need to have all, I think, whether it's associations or people that are
to the world with digital handbook versions. See the bold new expression.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm saying we should have things in place to make sure that in each and every region we have the right people in there to ensure, like, especially with identifying talent and having camps that especially when you are in search of players. If I make an example of basketball, usually basketball is known to have tall people playing, you know.
Yeah.
And you only know those few that you find in different countries, like you mentioned. What about the ones that are in the villages and so on? How do you get hold of them? So with those, we need to have like camps and people out there to get these people to come in, especially at the regional level, you know, where you identify this talent, and eventually when you come to nationals, you have an idea of who's there. And also just to put in time into development to make sure that you have the right people to develop players. I mean, not everybody started off being great. You have to start somewhere. So, yeah. But you need the right guidance and so on to actually come at the top of your game.
Yes, thank you very much, Mike, for joining us, and thank you very much for your input.
Okay, no, you're welcome, sir.
Sharp.
Okay.
Thank you very much, dear listeners. And for the sake of time, we are going to end here. And I will leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly and also Nalovanda with the Mtumwa program.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto wami na apidi kwa mavchaziva. Muvele kisema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferide. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzo wakwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuyakwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulimusi emba santo yengu yetuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilingi, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwila mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa ep ya imba, kize tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, Nizengwi Zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sakireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna imatina omjo chikao shafasa na nana nonge shifa ya ishiwike moshuwana iyo moyawe ota ingongo tisamweni anaja shifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa onjika teitha nina omayakuro mirandi toma iwe yonge shifa yoyo kupitiramo ikelefe media house ngwe tuende tino meha uro kakombanga nina kara omupashi pareki uimopo iyo moe programa letu moambo dengira soma onore heta timu datu ujewari jamano tano owaniyaji ikelefe for hard
Natu pandule jaitu nangono itu pemba ko shalpu pingei na jaitu kucha mba koluma kwa nita mkoluma na programa itu mtu mwenima bekuta meka ifmojo paifengei suo tundi onti unwoi yongrohi ya otoko kukunda ya muziro okuni ino koruka tino kundume ni ambono ilipo njo shirongwa karapu lakene girefu manayo pia kundirapo programa itu patirima mbepo kuta meka ifmojo paifengei suo tundi onti unwoi Onga inatangu kauluma, no pende ni pamwe, maprograma ito nunandi kombi nga dimweka tubitike, haya tukonjithanga, tutale kucha, atushende ngini, iya, karangane wani ngu kumeno, no, nukepa, iya, lawa kukungashike www.igrfm.com.na, utoka uli mambepo, sapende ni pamwe, maprograma itu ngashi tukali mwaruhe ya pamwe natu utaria kwetu kuchapi wa monongini upotuimu mporhama etu.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludwigs at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Onthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
What a fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who you know doesn't have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me take up my candidature.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katutura and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to be
part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% of what we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future. Even with them.